think so.
Is any of you guys still?
I don't know which one to tell you.
Is any of you guys still?
They can't still cover a fee. No, I wish they.
Okay, tonight we're gonna go through a behind the scenes sheer of an armor. Which we went of what a kazayas is. And then we're gonna just sum up some very sheer in this manner as what they are according to a major sheer. And that's what we're going to do tonight. Okay. The Vitamin Shir, no, we got a lot of stuff to cover. The Vitamin Shir Kazayin is based on the following premise. Okay, in other words, how do you get the Shir Kazayin? So it does like this. If you remember, we had Tyson and Yuma last week, that a Revius is less than a Malay Lugma based Stunim. A Revius is less than a Malay Lugma based Stunim. That was a Tyson and Yuma, Dafeh. Now, we know, again, based on the Chafetz Chaim's measurement, that a Malay Lugma based Stunim is equal to 4 ounces. That was the shear. Okay, that's also given. Now, which means, again, by simple rules of algebra, if Revius is smaller than a Malay Lugma Mibayt Stunim, and a Malay Lugma Mibayt Stunim is equal to 4 ounces, then that has to mean that a Revius is less than 4 fluid ounces. Right? Because, right, if Revius is less than this, and this is equal to this, so a Revius is going to be less than 4 fluid ounces. Okay, so now we know a Revius is less than 4 ounces. Now, okay, good. Let's write that down. A Revius.
Hey, what's the less than? No. Yeah.
A less than 4 fluid ounces. So far, so good? Good.
Yeah,
now,
good. I did it right.
A Revius is the equivalent, okay, according to the original Cheshvan of Chazal that we have, not our Bayim, but the Bayim of Chazal, a Revius is equivalent to how many Bayim?
Anybody know?
1.5.
Revius is 1.5 Bayim.
Everyone should know that.
Okay, a Revius is 1.5 Bayim. So that means, that now means that what? If a Revius is 1.5 Bayim, that means that, and a Revius is 1.5 Bayim, that means that 1.5 Bayim, a Bayim of Chazal, and I'll write that, Bayim of Chazal, are going to be less than 4 fluid ounces.
Oh, the other one is also? Revius is equal to 1.5 Bayim is Bayim of Chazal?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Okay, again, all this simple algebra. Now, why we're using this algebra, you'll see in a minute, but this is going, I'm not saying any kedushim here, I'm just going step by step by step to prove a point, which is Rav Hayyim's shir. 1.5 Bayim of Chazal is less than 4 fluid ounces. We've mathematically proven that based on the Tysus in Yuma, which the Mishnah Berurah brings. Now, 1.5 Bayim of Chazal is less than 4 fluid ounces. Divide both sides by 1.5. Okay, so 1.5 divided by 1.5 is 1. So let's go up here on the board. So therefore, 1 beta of Chazal is going to be less than what? So what's 4 divided by 1.5? 2.67. 2 and 2 thirds.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Right? 4 divided by 1.5 is going to be two and two thirds.
So one bed less than
what?
Nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. Right? One bed is going to be less than 2.67 fluid ounces.
You follow so far?
No.
Where'd you look?
Why okay. Dividing 4 by 4?
A Revius is 4 fluid ounces.
Yeah.
A Revius is equal to 1.5 Bayim de Chazal. So
right.
Instead of writing Revius here, you write 1.5 Bayim de Chazal is less than 4 fluid ounces. That's what we did. 1.5 fluid ounces is less than 4 fluid ounces.
And you're going to need
why divide
4
by 1.5?
Because I'm dividing both sides. I'm dividing both sides of the equation by 1.5, which you're allowed to do, right? That's mathematics. You can divide both. Why are we doing that? Because I want to get to 1 beta, right? What is the shear of a beta?
1.5 Bayim is a Revius.
Yes, that's a fact. 1.5 Bayim is a Revius.
Yeah, we learned that.
You're looking here.
child.
Well, we don't know that it equals that. We know it's less.
We know it's less.
All right, but less.
Yeah,
I have it.
Mechina is looking for an algebra teacher.
It's all right.
So do you know how many sandwich a bay it was last time? Twice, two kazesa?
Yeah.
Yes. So what are we trying to do now?
We'll see in a second. Okay? So what we know now is 1.5 bayim of chazal is less than 2.67 fluid ounces. Now, the next thing is, in the shiurim of chazal, again, which is what we were trying to work with, because that's, again, this is the problem, as we've said. An amma and an etzpa never changed. Bayim, when the Rabbanan tell you that you need a kazayas, shir kazayas, for bracha chreina, let's say, right? You need shir kazayas for bracha chreina. That's the kazayas of chazal. Well, how big was the kazayas of chazal? Right? You can't just take an olive today and figure it out. Well, this method, so number? Far, is allowing you to figure out chazal's numbers.
Wait, what's that number? I can't see it.
This is what? One beya is less than 2.67.
But that one beya is 1.5
beya. No, it's one beya. We got rid of 1.5. 1.5 beya of chazal is less than 4 fluid ounces.
Yeah.
Divide both sides of the equation by 1.5, and you're left with 1.5 divided by 1.5 is 1. One beya of chazal is less than 4 divided by 1.5.
Okay.
Which means one beya is less than 2.67 fluid ounces. If you don't get the first time, don't worry, neither did I. Because when I worked on the article for the Kashrus Kozer Rabbi Heinemann, I took notes and notes and notes and notes. I wrote the article with the final maskana, and then I came back to him a few months in preparing for Chabura. I looked at those notes, I couldn't make heads or tails on what's one. So he had to go, let me explain it again. Okay, but you got so far, one beya is less than 2.67 fluid ounces. Now, next thing. How much is a kazayas relative to a kabeya?
One half,
right?
Yeah.
So a half a beya, okay, divide both sides by 2, okay, you get a half a beya, right? 1 over 2 will be 1/2 of a beya, also known as a
kazayas.
A kazayas is less than 2.67 divided by 2, which is 1.33. Or 1 1/3. 1.33 fluid ounces, which tells you that a kazayas, the volume of a kazayas is less than 1.33 fluid ounces, which tells you that if you eat a food which is 1.33 fluid ounces, you have definitely eaten a kazayas. You probably need less than that. But lamaisa, we don't know. So therefore, if you eat a food which is 1.33 ounces, 1 1/3 fluid ounces, 40 milliliters, this is the same as 40 milliliters. 1 1/3 fluid ounces is the same thing as 40 milliliters. So Rabbi Heinemann's shita is that a kazayas is 1 1/3 fluid ounces, 40 milliliters based on the shear. And that we said the golf ball.
It may be a bit smaller, but that's the only way you can do
correct.
It.
Correct. So if it's a bit smaller, so it's a bit smaller. Yeah. But you want to be the brewer's of bracha chreina. So therefore, this is how you get the shear. Based on what? Okay, what are we basing this on? That's correct, which haven't changed. Because remember, the human body, according to the Paiskim, has remained a constant. So if you take 2 Malay Lugmovs today, you are being given 2 Malay Lugmovs of Chazal. It hasn't changed. Just like an Am hasn't changed, the average mouth hasn't changed.
Why do we say that hasn't changed?
Because that's a fact.
And isn't it the other way? Isn't it improving the other
it's
way?
It's a fact. How do they know it's a fact? I don't know. That's ungenommen and already in the... Even the Tzlach, who's the one that has the whole shtickle on this Katnu Shiurim, says there's a double pasht. I don't know if it says a double pasht, but it says that that hasn't changed.
Don't we know that has changed? I mean, we know that we have armor of...
We talked about this last week, no?
How has it changed?
You know there's armor. There's armor of
the knight's armor is smaller.
And it's smaller than people.
I don't know.
It's smaller. Maybe armor.
I'm going to move.
Okay.
So maybe knights.
Yeah.
Why armor is strong?
Just a new Yiddish word.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, a kazayas is 1 1/3 fluid ounces, 40 milliliters. That's how you get that shear. But again, you know, the interesting thing about this is here you have a mahalach. There's always these numbers, the Viking numbers and so on. This is a mahalach based on the places in Yuma as well as Istin. Not worrying about Miskatno Shurim. Now, with that in mind, okay, we went through last week the different numbers. And we said, did we talk about the Achilles Pras?
No.
No, okay, one thing, I'm not going to get into this, but I just like I have time and I didn't, the sugya of is a gimel bayim or dal bayim, how that works. I wish we would have done it. I wish I would have. Right. There was why? What the shift of the Achilles Pras is. We have often the Chazal numbers, I want to go through some of these numbers, of
shiurim which are based on time shiurim, which are based on volume shiurim. In other words, how long does it take to eat gimel bayim? So in the chachim we say 2 minutes, but in yevin we say you have 4 minutes. Okay, that's by food. By a beverage, the halacha is you need a revius, b'kadei shiur shtiyas revius, which means in the time it takes you to drink a revius. Now, how long is that?
Rehman said 30 seconds.
Now, where did he get that from?
He said,
how do you remember Rehman said 30 seconds?
You drink once, and you drink it twice.
That's right, right.
And it means you schmooze in the water.
It's like right. 2 seconds.
That's right. So, the Gemara says that once, when you drink straight, now you have to remember we're talking about wine. I believe that Gemara is talking about wine.
The Gemara says if you drink two, it's good. Three is like this, and four, and one is like a...
Three is one is like a kalabrasan, right?
Yeah.
A glutton. And three is like Mexican guy, right? It's like a... It's Kaivish.
It depends on what kind of... It would depend on
how
big is
their
cup.
Or a revius. So there was times you drank a revius. That was a normal shear. Right? How is that? So Ryan made it as of 30 seconds. I have not found anywhere else such a number.
Yeah, everyone else says everyone's up. They don't say anything.
Everyone says shear, shear revius.
What is it? They say 2 gulps. Rabbanah said 2 gulps.
That's impossible. You're going to drink like that every time?
No, he said that's shear revius.
Yeah, that's the chumrah of the shabur. That's like a chumrah.
What's the chumrah of the shabur?
No, leave all for 4 hours of coffee. You may not have. We're not doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Okay, well, it's a suffix. The minhag now is that you don't make a bracha according to your coffee unless you drink enough ounces.
You have to drink it fast enough.
You have to drink it within 30 seconds. Kadesh to shir shdias revius. That's the general minhag.
You
do that. 30 seconds to drink 4 ounces. It's a long time. Again, what was told, I've never seen it printed, it probably is printed somewhere, but until behind it told me this number of 30 seconds, I never heard a number shear attached to it. You look high and low and the same.
Rabban is too low, but I remember.
Okay.
That's why I'm Kishayira.
Now, I mean, it might be a tzad to make a little bit of a longer shear, because remember, the whole thing's a suffix of, is it shear kadesh
dias with these? But if we're saying it along the lines of the other thing, it's like rock blackout.
No, but I'm just saying, but at least, but the result is a suffix, so at least if you take the longer shear of what you think a revius is, it's nishkafel, because the ma'isah is a tzad to say you don't even need a revius, it's shear shdias revius, you only need a kadei chumis pras. Now, in Yom Kippur, there's a tshuva from the...
Isn't there a 9-minute kadei shir chumis pras?
Not for bracha chorena. You're thinking about the halacha by Yom Kippur. I don't know. The chumra we say the 9 minutes. By Yom Kippur, the halacha is Yom Kippur. Pachas mikashir is 1.5 fluid ounces. Pachas mikaseves hagasa is on Yom Kippur. When sir the chassi shir for chayla, right? The halacha is a chayla. The commission says machinu is akal akal. So the shir karis always starts at kaseves hagasa. If you pachas mikaseves hagasa. It is a... Kasev Hagasa is the size of a date. By the way, I used to get mixed up. Kasev Hagasa, date or a fig?
Yeah, figs and dates. No,
so tomorrow is the difference. How do you remember which is which? What's the
date of tomorrow? Date and I mean, that's not an
elephant. How do you remember the Kasev Hagasa, a date, a dry date, or a dry fig? I had this problem for years and years and years and years. And finally I figured out a question where I remember it.
The Gemachia.
No, not the Gemachia. Very partial. Yom Kippur is right before Sukkos. Sukkos is a...
Remember
which is a date from a palm tree.
A lulav
is a palm tree. Palms are dates. So in Kippur, Samos in Kippur is Sukkot.
Right.
That's how I remember it. Now, Halachas Mikaseves Hagasa is 1.5 fluid ounces. And again, that's the shear more than that. Let's say you get the 1 to 7.75 fluid ounces. That's the shear chayav kriis, chayav kriisus. The halacha is
how in size is a date related to an olive?
It's bigger.
An olive?
Don't give a shit on you, Kipper, how
mind you, might make it a shiloh, but it ends up
there. It goes past.
Right, but the most of the...
Well, let me explain that some din.
Let me
give that some din here. That some din is that on the Kipper Machilis HaKalakal, Pachs Mikashir, the Gemara in Yuma comes out that it's also mina raisa. The defense pachlikes from Yerkel Rish Lakish has to show us mina tayra, has to show us mina bonnet. We pass the chatzis shows also mina tayra. That agav many achbarim hold chatzis shiba ta'aruvus is only the rabbanon, which means if you have an iser the raisa, which is pachas mikashir. No, I'm not in kippah. This is luchas kashrus. If you take something treif and it's less, it's chatzis shir, and you're misarev it with something else. It's a taruvus, and a chatzis shir taruvus according to many shi'ites is only the rabbanon. It's just a side note. But on Yom Kippur, eating chatzis shir is also min ha'tayra. But we are made. But we say, okay, you have a choice to eat a shir krisis, or you have a choice to eat a shir which is only a stamis in deraisa. So if you have the choice, we see, are you able to eat something which is only a pachas mikashir? So of course, when someone is a chayla, the doctor will ask. You will ask the doctor, can I eat pachas mikashir? And this is by elderly people, by people that are on medications, they need to have food with it, etc., etc., etc. One has a shiloh, and you find, okay, do pachas mikashir. Now, pachas mikashir is a lot more than you think, because you're allowed to eat pachas mikashir, which is considered less than a shir. You can do it all day. That's also another shiloh in the place, and there's a lot of shiloh. If you eat pachas mikashir, let's say 40 times during the day, every 9 minutes,
mitzvah,
so then they're not mitzvah, but then you're being over 40 Yisur Deraisa. What's worse, to be over one chai, you can sit down and eat a whole big meal in one shot, and then you're done with it. Exactly, so they come out, it's better to be over 40 Yisur Deraisa.
I mean, if you're a
kosher
for
sakali,
is allowed to eat. Why
would
you
have curries?
Isn't it?
No, machilas hakalakal. In the realm of machilas hakalakal, what's more cow? Is it more cow to eat something which, if you'd be healthy, it would be a chayv krisis? Or is it better to eat 40 Yisur Deraisa? What's the
better?
What's
the
better? So achilas pas here, we say in 9 minutes.
How long is, how much is a...
Between half a share?
I'll get to that in a second.
But how long is it?
Not just to eat.
What?
No,
they have to start.
How much is...
Hold on, I'll answer all the questions. Hold on a second. Yeah.
Do we ever have a clear relationship between a Kisevus Agasa and a Kazayas or any other shiur?
Well, if a Kisevus Agasa is 1.75 fluid ounces, and we're saying a Kazayas is 1.3, Kisevus Agasa, I think, is bigger than a Kazayas. It's bigger than a Kazayas.
We had it with like a Bayer with a Bayer spice as big as a Kazayas.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a... I'm not sure.
I have 1.7.
1 second, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Again! Let's start with what?
Start with the numbers.
Pachas is 1.5 fluid ounces.
1.5.
You got a 1 pachas because the Kisevus Agasa is the chayv krisis. So you want to eat pachas with Kisevus Agasa.
What is Kisevus Agasa 1.6?
No, I don't know. 1.75, let's say. But we don't care about what a Kisevus Agasa is. We care what pachas with Kisevus Agasa is. Pachas with Kisevus Agasa is 1.5 fluid ounces. 1.5 fluid ounces. You could take bread and stuff it into a schnapps cup. And that would be the best thing, to take a schnapps cup, which is 1 fluid ounce, stuff bread into it, preferably you should measure it out Erev Yom Kippur, or before Yom Kippur, because L'chachila one should not do measurements on Yom Tov or Shabbos, L'chachila, but yeah, you could. The best thing is to measure it out in advance, and that is the shir. You can eat that every 9 minutes, so if let's say a person has to take medicine on a full stomach, or if they don't, the whole medicine could make problems, then they would eat this amount every 9 minutes, and that would fill them up. But when you think about it, you could pack away a whole meal in an hour and a half.
It's tremendous, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Now, in beverages, we say like this. We say you have a Maloy Lugmov. A Maloy Lugmov is the shear. The average Maloy Lugmov is approximately 1.5 ounces for Yom Kippur. Now, you will notice that we said a Maloy Lugmov, the base started, is 4 fluid ounces. Okay? That's on average. Okay? But, of course, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we want to be less than that. Again, a Maloy Lugmov on one side is 2 fluid ounces, but we drop it to 1.5 to be on the same side. That's the average.
I'm kidding.
That's the average, 1.75. For average, though, one should measure their own Maloy Lugmov. The way to do that is brought in the Rebbe Avraham Chaim number, is this method of doing it, is you fill your mouth. It's actually a fun project to do, because it's a little bit funny. You fill your mouth up to the gills. You fill it up, and you spit it out, and you divide the number by 2. Because the Lashon is a Maloy Lugmov has the connotation of being Maloy. It's totally full. If you fill one cheek and spit it out, you're going to get you're probably going to get around an ounce.
It's hard to fill one sheep ejected.
Exactly. But Malay, from the lush, Malay Lugma means full, that means half the mouth.
Even in the middle?
Or the chicken is half the mouth.
Even in the middle?
Halfway. That's why you fill your mouth totally. You fill your mouth as much as you can possibly get.
You put your head back.
It doesn't. How far down the throat will it?
How long you get so far? You get swallowed.
Yeah. So I'm saying it'll get. I mean, you get a lot.
Maybe you might get more. Do you get more when you put your head back?
I guess.
I'm not sure.
But
Malay Lugma means half.
Try that.
Middle also.
Half. Malay Lugma means technically from your exact halfway point to that side,
even inside your teeth.
It's half your mouth.
But isn't Malay Lugma
for your
teeth? What?
No.
That's the point. That's the Malay.
Malay Lugma means it's complete. I forget, there's a Lashon Achronim it's mamish full, which means the whole half is half to your side of your mouth. So you take it, you spit it out, and divide it by two.
It doesn't mean cheek, it means mouth.
It means, that's right. But I mean cheek is just, you know. You take it's katai, just fill it up, test it, see what you get.
You can
do that
watering
enough.
You laugh. You gotta do it a few times. First couple times you laugh. Yeah, it all spits out before it all comes out.
Only if someone tells you. Only if someone tells you.
Watching
you
when you do it.
Now,
what did you say?
The shear for a the shear for Malay Lugma is
1.5 ounces.
Is one is, again? That's the average. If it's younger, if it's a bar mitzvah a bas mitzvah girl who's 12. Who's ill, who has to eat possibly kashir, he's going to have a lot less than 1.5 ounces. And again, one would have to eiskechezer in this number. There we say the shear is every 7 minutes. Okay, by beverages. There are shitas that go even as low as 2 minutes. One should ask a shiloh.
Why won't we say 9 minutes?
I'm not sure why that happens. I don't go through sugar. It is a discussed in the what's the famous Achronish Sefer? No.
Shagis Aryeh.
The Heintegger,
huh? No, not 100 years ago. I'm embarrassed. I don't
remember.
Happy Ezer?
Not Happy Ezer.
I
don't even
know.
Mrs. Ali, Evan Azal?
Choice Cree.
No. Around what age? 100
years ago. 100
years ago.
100 years ago.
Not
Choice Cree. Oh, Manan.
Dara Brown.
Not
Dara
Brown.
The other one. Yeah, fuck. Imi Moshe.
What's it called?
Imi Moshe.
No.
Imi Moshe.
No. I have to remember it. I'll have
it.
Now, that's a din. Now again, you could drink up a lot. You could drink up a lot on with the shear. I remember my father's brother brought up the year before he was nifter, so he had to be on. The doctor said he can't go 25 hours without drinking. He's good. So I remember my mother said he's got to drink. My father said, I'm not going to drink. You know, like, you run into that problem. So I called the doctor, and I said to the doctor, and the doctor said it could be dangerous, it could be problematic, and so on. So I called the doctor, and I said, what's the problem with? Is it just that he needs to remain hydrated, right? Is that the pshat? Or is it that he really needs the whole thing? He said, no, he has to be hydrated.
Give an IV.
No, so I said, what about if he drinks every 7 minutes? You know, an ounce and a half. So that means after 60 minutes, right, you're getting a good 8 ounces. You could drink a whole cup of juice in an hour. No, I called on the phone. So he says, yeah, that's fine. No problem.
Why don't you give him an IV?
Why don't you give
him
an IV?
Why don't you give
him
a bag?
He was in the hospital. He was just whatever. He was at home. He went to show. He was fine. He was like I said. They said, what do you need?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, drinking, when you drink less often, or more often, whatever it is, it comes at you more hydrated,
because
if you drink a lot, it gets flushed out of the system quicker.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Now you're not mistaken food and drinks.
Which means, if you sit down at 9 o'clock in the morning to eat puffs mikashir, you can eat at 9 o'clock and then drink at 9 o'clock. And then 7 minutes later, drink more and at 9.07. And then at 9.09, you're going to eat. Okay? And then at 9.14, you're going to drink. And at 9.18, you're going to eat. Right? The different... At 9 o'clock, you can eat puffs mikashir and drink puffs mikashir. Not a problem. Okay, good. Now let's go back to the legs. The legs are as follows. We said that four amas, dalet amas is 7 feet and 1 inch. Okay, that's the shear using here. We're just using Ramosha's shear and we're multiplying it out.
So how are Heinemann any different than Ramosha's kazayas?
Ramosha's kazayas was...
1.1?
Ramosha gave... We didn't have a kazayas from Ramosha. We had a reviews from Ramosha.
Dalet was 7 feet and 8 inches.
Dalet amas is 7 feet and 1 inch. So that's the shear, for example, of, you know, you have to, let's say there's a diaper in the room. So you have to be dalet amas, l'chatchila, according to many achorim, dalet amas, mekhem shekhal ha'reach. You want to move away 7 feet. Mekhem shekhal ha'reach, right from the pool of the spellheads. So if you have a diaper,
you don't want to... Let's say you're
smell. Well, let's say you have a diaper, a kid with a dirty diaper, and you're sitting next to the kid and the child. Right? And the child is in a high chair. I mean, you don't really smell it in your seat, but you get real close to the baby, then you know you smell it. So then you move 7 amas from that general area. 7 feet from that general area.
Did you know that you can walk in front of someone's diving if there's a table in between?
No.
Well, you need diving.
No. Let's go right there. Okay, for a room, how big does a room have to be for a mezuzah? To make a, without a bracha, you only need 50.2 square feet. That's all the room has to be. So if you have a room which is... What?
Even if it's only
closet is different.
Again?
I'll tell you that in a second. Hold on. A regular room where you live in. Right? Not a closet. The closet halacha is a place to manage the fridge. The base oitzer is even less. Not anything you walk into. Any base oitzer that you walk into. Even if it's less than 50 square feet, you put it on. It's a shy of which direction. You put it on going in, going out, or you come to a gansen. 50 square feet.
Who puts on the square feet?
Square feet?
To walk 50 square feet.
50 by
50 by 50. 70. By base oitzer, you're chayiv smaller. But where you live, halacha is your chayiv if it's dalet amas by dalet amas. There's a shaila whether or not, if it's 50 square feet, you put it up without a bracha. Meaning, let me step back a second. If we need one side of the room to be 7 feet 1 inch in order to make a bracha. Okay, if both sides of the room are 7, both meaning the length and the width, are 7 feet and 1 inch, then all else is you put it up with a bracha. If, let's say, one side is less than 7 feet, 1 inch, in other words, you have a room which is, let's say, 6 by 10, 6 feet by 10 feet, so you have 60 square feet, but you don't have both sides that are dalet amas. Right, in other words, let's say this would be a room, from here, right? You have a long, narrow room, and it would run right till this desk, okay? So, is this 50, right? Is this 50 square feet? Yes, it is, because it's about 18 feet this way, but it's 18 by 4. So this room you put up without a bracha. Because you have 50 square feet, but you don't have, you need dalet amas by dalet amas in order to be chayiv with a bracha. Okay, so again, to be chayiv with a bracha, it has to be 7 feet by 1 inch, and 7 feet by 1 inch on both sides. To be chayiv without a bracha, it has to be 50 square feet. A base oitzer can even be less.
It just means too well.